This is where we should sit, I thought. We shan't find a more comfortable or more appealing spot. Before us, the serene river. On the other side, the plain rising in gentle waves from the green riverbank. On the bank itself, the town with the dome of the Church of Our Lady mirrored in the water. Behind, vines stretching right to the bend in the river, dotted with country mansions and capped with coniferous forest. Caroline Schlede. Town. Large bridge over the Elbe, elegantly built and in an excellent location. The sole link between the old and new towns, consequently full of life. From the bridge, one has a prospect of both parts of the town. The cathedral with its beautiful dome, the astonishingly ornate Catholic church, distastefully put together in a bad French style. The whole river from bank to bank, winding all the way from the mountains, which frame the view on all sides. Diary, May 1803, Karl Friedrich Schinkel. We also visited the Church of Our Lady. I cannot recall of which Italian church it is supposed to be a copy. Imitations are not to my taste. And I thank heaven and our faith for our Gothic churches. A great fuss is made over this church. Apparently, Georg Abert put 300,000 thalers into building it. I find it neither classical nor modern. And in the Milan area, you see churches like that in many of the villages. Ernst Scherzlieb. From my previous lodgings, I had an excellent view of the Church of Our Lady. In many respects, this is the strangest building in Dresden. Inside, it is round, very tall and broad, with a dome which one can look up into right to the top. This dome is modelled on St. Peter's and gives a foretaste of the latter's beauty. The church also possesses a Silbermann organ. Nevertheless, it is poorly attended, for no sermons are preached there. Karl Christian Krause, scholar. Strolling with Adrian Zing and Anton Graf on the 28th of October, 1773. I rose at 6 o'clock, called for a barber, gave him 2 shillings and drank some coffee. At 8:30, I went to the Countess Kozel's palace in search of the coachman's wife, who wasn't to be found. Before entering the Kozel palace, I dropped into the Church of Our Lady close by, but found nothing there to arouse my interest. Daniel Chodowitzki. In the evening, walking towards the Church of Our Lady, the misty moonlight created a majestic sight. The moon itself was not to be seen. Isolated clouds swam in the dark sky. On my left, the sides of the houses were in shadow. On the right, also, they were in darkness, the roofs casting long and striking shadows. And the dome of the Church of Our Lady rose up, mighty yet light as gossamer, into the air. Carl Gustav Carus.